The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back to another edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. So glad that you are joining us because we've got a great guest coming on the show. He's been on here before, and I know you all just get plugged in and you want to get on the phone, you want to call, but unfortunately it's pre-recorded, but you're still going to get the information. We have been focusing heavily the last week or so on what you can do to separate yourself as much as you can from the government, from the teat, I guess I could say. And nobody better that's been probably studying this and studying the cause and effect of what everybody's yelling about climate change and what the left wing is doing. It's kind of a crazy situation. But Dane Wigington has been monitoring this. Of course, he has a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Dave. And thank you again for your continued willingness to address this biggest of all untold stories, what's happening in our skies, that there could be no legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering operations, which is a covert form of weather warfare at this point, Dave.
Well, and the thing is, Dane, as I understand it, they have now come out and said there's no global warming. here's the thing. They've been peppering the skies with chemtrails and poisoning our soil and permeating us with all sorts of unhealthy foods. And now this jab has come out and it's infected a lot of people. And, they lied about it. They know they lied about it. The weather and what they're doing with the weather is no different. And when I look at Hurricane Ian and some of the suspect issues that surrounded that versus all the storm systems that are coming out now. And I don't know, this bad weather that we just had a spate of, where temperatures dipped down into the teens in Texas, where I am, and all over the United States. I mean, it was like worse than a nor'easter. They had they were into the serious double-digit minus figures up in Washington, New Hampshire. And am I to suspect that this might be geoengineered?
Absolutely. No question. It's called chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding. So they are seeding the clouds with patented processes of artificial ice nucleation. We have those patents at geoengineeringwatch.org. So in the case of what just happened in Texas, that was fed with a moisture stream that came straight off the southern tip of Baja California. How could you possibly have that kind of temperatures with that warm of a flow of moisture? And again, this is a surface cold. This is not indicative of the atmospheric conditions overall. We see this kind of winter weather whiplash cool down happening again and again and again, getting worse and worse and worse, sometimes 50, 60, 70 degree temperature drops in a matter of hours. Denver, about 4 weeks ago, dropped 75 degrees, literally in hours. So when they nucleate this moisture, Dave, you've seen on the ski slopes now, as you often do have conditions where you have snow on the ski run, but nothing on the whole mountain. Have you seen that? I mean, that's some artificial nucleation. They're doing the same thing to the clouds. So this is not nature. And it is, in fact, tied. We can link this into the COVID-19 scenario when we consider that elements that are showing up in our precipitation now, not just aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, but also polymer fibers, graphene. Those are used militarily as biological carriers for biological warfare. What's that doing in our precipitation? And when we see in the first waves of COVID, we saw 85 countries infected in 3 days. Why would we not consider this as a form of dispersion, especially when we have Italian scientists found on atmospheric particles COVID-19 attached? So again, all these dots connect.
Yeah, it kind of scares me a little bit because of the fact that when you go outside and you see all of this activity going on up in the atmosphere and you take a deep breath of that fresh air, what are you breathing in?
Well, let's start with peer-reviewed study on that. That indicates now we may be inhaling as many as 20 million nanoparticles with every single breath we take. And that's a huge figure, and it's very difficult for people to think that we could possibly be inhaling that many particles. You have to consider that you can fit up to 100,000 nanoparticles across the width of a human hair. So when we're dumping, in our recent rain tests, the last 100 and a previous 500 before that, we've extrapolated how much material is likely being dumped over a single state in the U.S. We're not disclosing the state or the institution that's working with us on this yet. But based on those extrapolations, it looks like somewhere in the range of 50 to 70 million tons of these particles is being sprayed into our skies annually. That's an inconceivably high number, and we're breathing all of it.
Now, the last time that we had you on, Making Sunsets in Mexico hadn't fully disclosed the fact that they were doing this cloud seeding as well, and all of a sudden now it's come to light. Have you been following that?
I have, and what I would argue in that whole narrative is that that is simply a smoke and mirrors distraction. We had a few balloons in Baja California launched with a few pounds of material that may have made it to the stratosphere, and that story helped to eclipse the unimaginably bigger issue of jet aircraft all over the world in coordination with governments all over the world, dumping, in the case of, for example, a KC-135 can carry as much as a 100-ton payload, one trip. And they were blowing this up about this small single individual that sent a few balloons up that may have carried a few pounds to the stratosphere, may or may not have. So, again, we see these kinds of stories as smoke and mirrors. We saw the same thing in 2010, the Global Biodiversity Conference, when a so-called environmental group called ETC claimed to have passed a geoengineering moratorium, and many people went back to sleep thinking they could take this issue off their list, meant absolutely nothing. Smoke and mirrors while these programs continue to be ramped up. So they're doing everything they can to distract from the issue, Dave.
Well, I'm kind of curious as to now NOAA is involved in this. Who else?
Well, here in the case of NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for your listeners, and the National Weather Service, NWS, there's an illegal federal gag order on both the employees in both organizations. Why would our government feel the need to gag the weathermen? So the modeling for NWS and NOAA comes from Raytheon, private defense contractor Raytheon, that's neck deep in climate engineering patents, neck deep in climate engineering operations. They're literally passing down the scheduled weather script to our so-called weathermen, and that goes all the way down to the local meteorologist. So we literally have our weather, quote, forecast is a script of the scheduled weather, and that's how they know, for example, that a week ahead of time there'll be a day that's, quote, mostly sunny, and that's the term that's now commonly used by script-reading so-called meteorologists to describe a day where there's no natural cloud cover, only the sprayed filth in our skies, and they call it mostly sunny now.
You know, this is really what's amazing, and there is this condition that is inside the sinuses. It's called nasopharyngeal reflux. Ever heard of it?
I've heard the term, yes.
That is what's causing a lot of people to clear their throat a lot. I had a ENT diagnose me with that, and I just, you know, I'm going to be open and transparent about it. This is something that is constantly causing drainage in your system, and I've noticed people like the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. He does this a lot when he's on Fox. He clears his throat a lot, and he sounds like he's stuffed up. And this, to me, you go out in the elements. I mean, my neighbors would think I was weird if I went out in a gas mask with a NATO filter on because I was trying to figure out how I was going to breathe air that was clean. I mean, there's no stopping this situation and the potential that it could be inflicting on people all over the planet. But more so, are they targeting the United States or is this a worldwide situation that we're worried about now?
Absolutely global. These particles are showing up everywhere. We now know from recent peer-reviewed study that there is not a single uncontaminated drop of rain on the planet Earth, including North Pole, South Pole, top of Mount Everest. The polymer fibers are showing up in everything, PFAS forever chemicals, in every single drop of rain on planet Earth. So you are completely correct as to the amount of material coming down in the atmosphere, the effect on the respiratory system. These are highly inflammatory particles. And although they're highly toxic in and of themselves, when you combine these particles, you end up with what's called synergistic toxicity. They become exponentially worse. We all have mercury in us now from amalgam fillings, from the mercury that's floating around in our atmosphere, coal-fired power plants is part of that problem. But we believe the base material for this mix for climate engineering also contains mercury. Coal fly ash appears to be a base material they're using because they need lots of material, and that material is used for ocean fertilization. That's another form of insanity of climate engineering, to seed these particles over the ocean to fuel algae blooms to suck up some of the CO2, kills that section of the ocean. But they don't consider the consequences of what they're doing. They never have. That's why they've detonated 2,400 nuclear bombs. That's why we have enough nuclear weapons to exterminate humanity about 1,000 times over. But in regard to the amount of material coming down, I would encourage your listeners, go outside on a dark night after these aerosol operations are occurring and you can see there's haze in the lower atmosphere. Take the brightest light you can find in an area where there's no light pollution, no wind. Shine that light up and look straight up through that beam. You have to see it to believe it. You cannot see these particles during the daytime. If you do that at nighttime, it looks like a blizzard is coming down, literally. It is beyond shocking.
That is amazing. I'm going to have to go do that tonight, especially, you know, well, following the chemtrails, obviously, is when you're going to see more of it. Now, this stuff is dispersing, and I want to talk for a minute because we've had people, this German scientist who actually discovered the graphene oxide that was in the jabs was explaining what it was. And no sooner than, like, what, 3 to 4 days after that video went viral, German police came to his residence and assaulted him, and he ended up dead to shut him up. Now, the cat was already out of the bag, so to speak, as the cliche goes. But the fact of the matter is graphene oxide is like little miniature razor blades. And people, I mean, I guess these people don't understand, or they do, and it's deliberate. It's part of the effort to depopulate, and the only way they could do that is by making people sick by inhaling what is like these little miniature razor blades, and it gets into their system, penetrates the blood-brain barrier, and wreaks all sorts of havoc in their system, causing strokes and whatnot and clotting issues. I mean, they call it the clot shot, but then they've taken this stuff, and you're saying they now put it inside what they're aerosolizing and putting into the atmosphere, and we're breathing this in. Is that a pretty good summation of what's happening? Can you elaborate?
Completely accurate on all counts. Yes, graphene oxide is like a vascular machete, and it has many purposes, again, including a biological carrier platform. And when we look at the other stated purposes for putting geographing oxide into our precipitation, we found the science studies advocating for the use of graphene oxide as an ice nucleating element. Again, back to these chemically nucleated surface cooldowns. And within that scenario of cooler surface temperatures, that's more conducive for them to also deliver pathogens from the cloud to the ground. Makes that the likelihood of those pathogens reaching the ground intact and still viable increases that likelihood. So, and if we can put one more piece of the puzzle into this equation, and yes, in regard to the culling of the herd, and that's exactly what this is on top of using weather as a weapon, there's no question that those in power now see populations not just as expendable, but a rapidly increasing liability. That again, is without question at this point for anybody that's done any due diligence research. Now let's take the world's second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, former Department of Defense scientist. We have an audio of Dr. Caldera on the record stating what he did for the DOD was to design methods of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the population below. Why would we not think this is going on at this point? So again, what we face is near-term existential threats. And what's happening in our skies cannot be avoided. We can avoid the jab, but we can't avoid the air we have to breathe. And again, if people do the flashlight test, Dave, they would be completely shocked at what they don't see during the daytime that they're sucking up with every breath they take.
This is amazing. Amazing stuff to hear. And sometimes, you know, the thing is that we have this cognitive dissonance going on right now in our systems. We're so busy watching the Schiff show in Washington, like the recent speech, the State of Disunion, or whatever you want to call that. And these people are mostly reprobates. But the thing is that reprobate or not, they still, I have a feeling, does Congress even know what's going on? Or is this something that's fairly clandestine that's being carried out by certain agencies within our government without Congress's knowledge?
They know. They're bought, sold, and paid for. First, if I could back up to the so-called State of the Union speech, what a dog and pony circus that was. And again, it's in previous administrations, I would argue the same, but it's even worse now. It's not a political issue. Again, I would argue all sides of the fence here are participating in one way or another, although what I saw last night, given the state of the world and everything that's happening, was truly beyond belief. And in regard to government, Congress, the interaction I've had with congressmen, specifically in my region of Northern California, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who I've had many personal meetings with, they knew this was going on. His staff used to call me at home to express their angst, even over the weekend on their personal time, about the spraying in our skies, the climate engineering operations. And then I was told by a staff member, they got told to shut up about this issue. And that's exactly what they did. They did a complete about face, to the point that now they try to marginalize our work at geoengineeringwatch.org every chance they get, because that's what they were told to do. My meetings at the Capitol with state capitol in California with Governor Gavin Newsom and his top aide, and presented data to them, which they didn't refute. And of course, what has Gavin Newsom done? Because he's a tool for the power structure, nothing less. So they do everything they can to pretend this isn't going on. But there are some waking up. I'm dealing with a U.S. congressman now that was a former Senate Armed Services Committee member. We're sending lots of materials to them. He's definitely awake. Others are waking up, and we have some inroads and other branches of government as well. But we have to push this issue to light, because even people who understand this is going on, Dave, don't understand the gravity of not having any control of what we inhale with every breath we take, and that the weather systems are absolutely being used as a weapon at this point, including crushing agricultural production. There's no question they're being used for that purpose.
Well, and see, we just had another meat processing plant burn overseas. And, of course, it was an accident, like they all are. The bigger problem is now this particular component of what they are spraying in the atmosphere right now, obviously, is you just brought this up, has to do with the decimation of food production globally. And they're deliberately trying to create a food crisis. This is one of the mechanisms by which they're doing it. Is that right?
It is. And what's important to understand is this is on top of real damage that's been done from many forms of human activity. I want to make that clear, that we acknowledge that at geoengineeringwatch.org. We've been very poor stewards of the planet. There's no arguing that. We've poisoned the oceans. We're cutting down the forests. We're paving the planet. But climate engineering, heaped on top of all of that, is being used as an attempt to mask the true severity of damage done. And that's where the chemical cooldowns come into play, when they can flash freeze an area and create sensationalized headlines like the negative 109 degrees or 110 degrees on Mount Washington that just occurred, because there was 125 mile an hour wind. That's what made that wind chill temperature so low. But they sensationalize that, and people forget about the fact that, well, yeah, it was 80 degrees yesterday or the day before in many regions. And so they divide the population. They keep them infighting while they're at the same time pounding the nails into our collective coffins. So if we look at food production, you know, we've just gotten data. In fact, we haven't even released this yet at Geoengineering Watch, but we work with a major international ag testing facility, and their organic oats have just shown more aluminum than other essential nutrients. It's taking up bioavailable aluminum. That's what's so lethal and insidious about these particles. They are so small that they are completely bioavailable and bioaccumulative. So they're uptaken in all life forms, and we are literally eating it at this point, inhaling it as well. So what do we do when we have no food that's uncontaminated, no air that's uncontaminated? all of this building up in our systems, it is definitely having an effect. And cognitively, one more statistic, and I'll give it back to you, but we now know from peer-reviewed study that IQs are dropping in the U.S. 8 to 13 points per generation. That is absolutely shocking.
And is this based on just genetic transfer of the material between mother and fetus when each generation is born? This stuff carries through to the fetus. I mean, obviously, if it's in the blood-brain barrier and it's in the bloodstream, it's feeding through the placenta to the child, the unborn child. And so they're coming out with all of these various maladies that scientists are now, I guess this whole thing is just another shift show of trying to make believe that it's some new condition that we're seeing when in fact they know that society is being poisoned through the atmosphere, through our water supplies, because obviously when this stuff filters down to the ground, it's raining this garbage.
Correct on all counts, and there are likely many more layers that we can't fully know or understand yet. And we have a society that refuses to do what's right. In agencies, with organizations, for example, in Northern California, the city of Redding, the northernmost city in California, I was invited to a closed-door meeting for Redding Environmental Waste, and they were seeing extraordinary spikes in aluminum in the runoff after every rainfall. And this is going back 11 years. They have yet to disclose that. So how much metal is coming down on us? We have so much metal in our rainfall that it is altering soil pH values 10 to 12 times toward alkaline. I have the original USDA historical baseline testing in my possession from a contact I have at USDA. So soils that were 5.4 and 5.5, which are acidic soils here, that's the naturally acidic soils in our boreal forest here, are now 6.6, 6.7. One point on that scale is a magnitude of 10. So the soils have advanced so much toward alkaline and are so toxic at this point, the trees aren't uptaking nutrients. We have a peer-reviewed study that bioavailable aluminum causes tree roots to shut down nutrient uptake. So we're killing soil microbiome. We're killing root systems. Dave, you see how many trees fall over now whenever the wind blows?
I'm just noticing here because of this last ice storm that hit Texas, I had probably 30 trees on my lot, all oak, start shedding branches like nobody's business. I mean, literally, and it's not just because of the weight of the ice. It's like the trees themselves are becoming weakened, it seems. Is that?
You're exactly right.
Am I hitting this thing?
Exactly right. They have much less tensile strength. They're much more brittle. They're not uptaking nutrients. The root balls are dying back, just like the crown is dying back. If you see dead branches in the crown, the same thing is happening with the roots. The feeder roots are dying back. The trees can't hold themselves up when the wind blows. The branches are much more brittle, prone to breakage. We're seeing this across the board. In my region of Northern California, literally every fir tree in the forest, and that is the predominant tree, is either dead or dying. And we see so-called official agencies blaming this on the beetles. Beetles are a symptom of a sick organism. Beetles are not the core causal factor, and yet we have these so-called experts lying to the public because they're paid to lie. So my point is this, that those in power couldn't do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority of population that are just, quote, doing their jobs.
But the thing is, too, is that we're feeding them with our tax dollars and they're using this to formulate technology to literally kill off their entire tax base, which doesn't really make much sense. I don't get what they're trying to do because eventually they're going to end up dead. They can't make these bubble cities and think that they're going to last given what they've done to contaminate the atmosphere. I just don't see. I mean, living in a situation where I wanted to find a place that had a lot of tree cover. And what you're telling me, based on this conversation, is this isn't doing you any good anyway because those trees are just going to end up dead. Is that right?
That's correct. I live in the middle of the wilderness, off-grid, solar, wind, and hydropower, which is – that's another subject. That's so.
No, I mean, we're gonna get into that.
I'll back up to your question. I just wanted to point out that for those listeners, that the so-called renewable energy isn't – it's just a carbon fuel extender. It's not the – Pollyanna that they've tried to paint it as, but back to the trees. You're exactly right. And I live in a heavily forested area. We have fir trees here, Dave. We had up to 8-9 feet thick at breast height, fir trees that were over 200 feet high. They look like redwoods. Everything is dying. The whole forest is dying. It's completely silent here. You couldn't find a dead tree 15 years ago, and now they're everywhere. And this is not just here. In fact, we have recent science study that they titled this report Furpocalypse, i.e., the apocalypse of the dying fir trees throughout the entire Northwest. And yet we have speeches like last night from so-called President Biden, who can barely complete a sentence, that is pretending that somehow we're going to magically create Disneyland out of this country again while the planet is completely imploding. And back to those in power and what they're doing and why they're doing it and why would they do this to themselves. Again, it's important to remember the bigger picture. The planet's life support systems are literally imploding on every front, fisheries, crop production, and there are many forms of human damage to the planet, no question. But if it weren't for climate engineering completely derailing the planet's ability to respond to that damage done, and that is critical to understand, climate engineering is the single greatest factor destroying the ozone layer. By itself, an existential threat. We are likely only a few years away from functional collapse of the ozone layer. That means we're not going to be able to grow anything. Climate engineering, again, single greatest factor. It's contaminating virtually the entire planet. Every breath we take, it's being used as a weather weapon, derailing the hydrological cycle. And when you combine all this, and for the forest that we're talking about, in fact, the planet would normally respond, uptaking more carbon if there's more carbon in the atmosphere, if it had healthy soils, a normal hydrological cycle, which would increase as the planet warms, not decrease as it's doing now. It's decreasing because climate engineering intentionally is drying out portions of the atmosphere because they're trying to reduce atmospheric humidity in a myopic attempt to slow warming at the cost of, again, derailing the planet's life support system. So if we plug all this in, boreal forests now are no longer a carbon sink. They are a carbon source because they're dying, burning up. Dave, the forest doesn't smell like a forest here. You have no forest smell because the humidity is so low in the summer here now because of the desiccant particles being sprayed, and the UV is so high, the trees are shutting their stomata, their respiratory ports. They're not breathing. They're not absorbing carbon. They're not releasing oxygen. It's called vapor pressure deficit. That's the science term for what they're doing. And crops are doing the same, by the way. So from every conceivable direction, climate engineering is pounding the nails into our collective coffins.
And see, this is something that, I mean, last time that you were on the show, we were talking about greenhouse gardening. The thing is if you're putting fans in the greenhouse to keep the temperatures at a constant, it is literally sucking this garbage through the fan systems and basically aerating all of your crops that you're trying to grow in your greenhouse. It's almost like, you know, you have to just try to let the natural elements do what they do and get enough wind and keep the temperature control. I mean, that's going to be kind of difficult in any kind of a setting. And I'm thinking outside the box here, trying to figure out a way to grow food. You know, we're trying to figure out ways to keep people independent of the government and everything else. But it seems like when you start destroying the atmosphere and you start destroying our tree cover, and I thought here, if you moved into an area that had a lot of tree cover, that maybe it would filter out some of that garbage, but apparently what it's doing is just going right through the our forestation from what you're describing here in Northern California, and it's killing off whatever cover you have or any ability to filter out into this garbage to keep it from getting to the soil. They're just literally just destroying everything on the planet and making our ecosystem intolerable for us to live in. We are at the break right now, and we're going to come right back here on the Power Hour with Dane Wigington. Back in moments. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service. educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Dave Krieger here with you, 32 minutes after the hour. And of course, now, you know, this is the thing. We're in some very troubling times. We have Congress people that have been told to shut up, but yet the left-wing progressives sit there and tell us we have 8 years left to live and all this other trash like AOC and everybody else is spewing out. But the thing is, according to Dane Wigington, they're all in on it. Makes them rather hypocritical. Besides being reprobates, they're just flat out pathological liars about what they're actually doing. And we have all these farmers in Holland, various other places fighting back on this decimation of our food supply. But given the bigger picture and everything we know, Dane, how do we survive this, or do we?
This is the part of the equation that is very difficult to accept and assimilate, that we are through the guardrail and there's no stopping much of what's coming at minimum, and how many will survive the ride to the bottom of the canyon. This is the proverbial Thelma and Louise moment, Dave, that we are hurling through the air. And even now, as I've pointed out in other disseminations, but the human race being the occupants of the car, the Thelma and Louise car, are, even while hurling through the air toward the bottom of the canyon, arguing over what station to put the radio on. And that's the sort of mentality that we have. So when we look at this statistically, mathematically, you can't just shut off that kind of momentum. You can't fix the brakes on the car once you're hurling through the air to the bottom of the canyon. It's too late for that. Plankton populations, climate engineering, again, being a core part of the equation, not the only part. We've treated the oceans like a toxic waste dump in too many ways to even begin to quantify. But as far as plankton populations, without plankton, we die, by the way. We're done. Single largest oxygen producer on the planet, base of the food chain. Plankton populations now, based on recent peer-reviewed study in the Atlantic, down 90%. Virtual crash in plankton populations, we think. Other oceans are close. There are some exceptions. But overall, we're heading toward what's scientifically termed Canfield Ocean. Lifeless, stratified, superheated, oxygenless, dead zones. Oceans die, we die. Very simple. So at this point, what we're faced with is, what can we do so that some might make it through what's coming? And that's a notion that most people don't want to face, but I would argue it's absolutely worth fighting for. If we're here, we're here for a reason, and if not to fight for everything that matters so that some of our posterity might make it through what's coming, then why are we here? So again, if we look at past events, the previous mass extinctions, the Petum event, Paleocene, Eocene thermal maximum, 55 million years ago, recent mass extinction, geologically speaking, many parallels to today, although what's happening now, and I stress this point, is happening literally hundreds of times faster than any previous mass extinction, which makes it exponentially worse. So we're faced with equilibrium periods, even with past extinctions of 10 to 20 million years. So I'm trying to point out that you can't just shut this off and everything resets. That's not going to happen. Could we still salvage some of Earth's remaining life support systems? We hope so. But only if we all pull together, expose this, and if we could expose it, and this is where people feel helpless, that why try, because we're, again, through the guardrail. If we could expose this to the world, we would cause a shockwave around the world. People would know what their governments have done to them without their knowledge or their consent. I would argue we could still alter the equation in the right direction.
You would think that because the military is probably also aware of this, that I guess they're keeping the rank and file military dumbed down as well, because if they knew this and people actually grew a pair on behalf of the Constitution, they would turn their weapons on their superiors and take over the military. There would be a major coup in the United States government of massive proportions, but we're not seeing that. Obviously, and because of the fact that 40,000 people have been separated from the military because they refuse to take the jab, this is just another way they're getting graphene oxide through the mRNA into people's systems, because this is all part of the 220 million people so far that have taken at least two of the jabs, plus one of the boosters possibly, and you're seeing people starting to drop dead and have heart attacks right now. You know, they're killing us with graphene oxide and all these pollutants from several different sources. And basically you're saying that we're on a one-way collision unless people wake up and start calling to Congress people and calling them out for what they are and ask them, look, are you aware of this spraying? Are you aware of this toxicity in our atmosphere and how it's being put there? Are you aware of this? Without fear of being called a conspiracy theorist, this is part of the problem. I mean, you've got this website, geoengineeringwatch.org, and I'm getting your updated newsletters, and I'm going, man, he's putting out the word, and it seems like the people have woken up to an extent and are paying somewhat of an attention, but, you know, it's the matter of speaking out. Whether we do it or not, is it going to make a difference? And how are we supposed to do this? What's the logical way to confront our politicians and say, hey, we know what you're up to. Fix this. Now, see, this is almost like a Hegelian dialectic. They're doing it because there's an ultimate solution that they want to achieve. What they want is for people to start yelling at the government to do something, and they already supposedly have a solution. What's the solution? Kill more of us off until we have a manageable population we can control, then stop doing it?
Well, again, all your points are valid. They're all factors in this equation. And if we look at the sort of denial that's occurring right now, the sort of 1984 society we live in, when we have the entire global science community stating that we need to climate engineer as if it hasn't been going on for 75 years already with catastrophic results and being used as a weapon the whole way through, pointing out that we need to put jets in the sky to spray particulates to block some of the incoming sun solar radiation. And there it is in our skies. We have lab tests to prove the climate engineering elements are coming down through precipitation. Geoengineeringwatch.org spent well into six figures to acquire a NOAA flying lab, put a top scientist in it, took it to altitude, sampled what heavy aircraft were emitting, processed that at Rensselaer Polytechnic University, found what we knew we would find, climate engineering elements, all on film, all in the record. End of argument. It's happening. And yet we have the entire so-called global science community, climate science community, pretending that it's not happening. It's just a proposal. We're not really seeing what we're seeing. We live in an insane asylum, an absolute insane asylum. And as far as our military personnel, they're being told they're doing something benevolent, something for the greater good. Couldn't be further from the truth. And Dave, let's look back. You've seen those films of the nuclear blast tests in Nevada where you have the soldiers jumping out of their trench and running toward the blast zone, right? You've seen that. I mean, these soldiers weren't told this is going to kill you eventually, and it did. They all died premature deaths because they were exposed to radiation. We have peer-reviewed study to prove that the Nevada detonations killed no less than 500,000 Americans as a downstream effect from the fallout. And yet we have people pretending none of this happened, pretending that they don't see what they see in the sky and going about their business with their iPhones and their next material acquisition. That needs to change. The political theater on all sides of the fence and everybody caught up in it needs to change. We're all going down on the same boat. And as far as the environmentalists, the AOCs and the rest, they couldn't be more clueless in pushing so-called renewable energy as a way to save us. How much carbon fuel does it take to build wind turbines? Some of them are now 75 stories high, and some of them are falling over, by the way. I don't know how many people know that. So
I've seen a few of them too, but you know what's really bugging me, Dane, is what's going off the coast of New Jersey and New York now with all these dead whales washing up because they're banging on the ocean floor with sonar, totally confusing the whales. I mean, that's what's happening, right?
Yep. And you also have, again, militarily, the subs now with their communications are wiping out the whales' ability to hear. If anybody who's ever dove, and I've spent several decades of my life diving all over the world, you can hear underwater with extraordinary acuteness, and I can't imagine what it's doing to the whales. So, back to the plankton, same thing, climate engineering destroying that. And think about that. Think about the so-called environmentalists and the so-called renewable energy calling for climate engineering to be done as if it's not being done. Climate engineering is decimating all three forms of alternative energy. It's blocking the sun. And how much – that's what got me into this issue, Dave, because I moved into my off-grid home. It was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. I have wind – again, hydro, solar, and wind power. And I was losing 70 to 80% of my solar power from what these aircraft were emitting. How much sense does that make? So here we have the so-called environmental community not – acknowledging climate engineering when it's literally annihilating all three forms of so-called renewable energy. So it blocks the sun, radically reducing solar power. And this is not just my home. We have commercial solar plants that are producing half what they were projected to produce. It affects convection. When you cover the entire sky with these particles, you affect convection, thus you affect wind. Now we have a condition. We have a condition called global dimming from these particles in the atmosphere. We now have a condition called global stilling. We have less overall wind, especially the consistent winds in places where they need to be to produce wind power, radically reduced, and we have much less water in many regions because this is affecting the hydrological cycle, so we have less hydro. All three forms decimated, and we have nobody in the so-called environmental community acknowledging climate engineering because they're paymasters, they're nonprofits. And we know this. We're not guessing. Our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org have spoken to attorneys from all the major environmental groups, Sierra Club, Greenpeace, WWF, and Earth Justice. None of them will touch this issue because they don't want to lose their 501 nonprofits. How hypocritical can that be?
Well, yeah, and the IRS, as soon as you start busting on the government, the IRS will come in and start pulling all their 501. I get that. This is like churches who have been told that you can't preach against the government because if you do and encourage block voting, you've violated your 501c3 bylaw. You know, what we have set up as a code, the Internal Revenue Code, and we take away your tax-exempt status. So yeah, I get that, what they're doing. And this is just all working against everybody's attempt. This is almost like the doom and gloom scenario played out. And I know that's probably what our listeners are thinking. Oh, my God, I'm just going to go jump off a bridge now. Well, you know, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be standing up as Americans and trying to fight this thing, because we have a constitution, which obviously nobody cares about these days because of what we saw in the Schiff show during the Biden speech. But, you know, our bigger situation is, Dane, you're living off grid. Your systems were advertised. They know about it. They watch Geoengineering Watch like they're watching this show. They're watching what are being disseminated, what information's being disseminated on the independent networks and all the back channels, because that's what a lot of people are relying on, especially if they're waking up. So I guess the thing is that you are fighting to continue to survive in an off-grid situation. We had Rowdy Meyer from EMP Shield on. The thing is I don't even know, based on what you're saying with Geoengineering Watch and all the articles and stuff that you've been putting out and monitoring the atmosphere and everything and what's going on in our climate. Do we really, I mean, where does EMP and all the rest of this fit in? I don't see even possibly that equation, if it does happen, it's just going to hasten our deaths.
It would, and the ionizing of the atmosphere, making it more electrically conductive. These particles are more electrically conductive. Thus, we have more dry lightning now as well. That's another factor with the forest fires.
Wow.
Single greatest causal factor of the forest fires is absolutely climate engineering. I'll back up to what we can do. On the EMP situation, that would, in theory, make an EMP more devastating, not less. So again,
wow,
we have climate engineering at the core of this equation, pounding the nails into our collective coffins. If I could weave this into one more near-term existential threat, we know we have Fukushima, triple nuclear meltdown, no technology to fix it, no one in sight. We have Chernobyl, the sarcophagus is disintegrating there. That's going to rear its head again. So now with our compromised atmosphere, thanks to climate engineering being the biggest single factor, because it's not just the particles destroying the ozone layer, it's the frequency transmissions that are used to manipulate the particles doing the same. So now we're very susceptible to a CME, coronal mass ejection. If we have an event similar to the Carrington event in the 1800s, grids will shut down around the globe. Nuclear power plants won't be able to cool themselves. Now we'll have Fukushima times 100, 200, 300, game over. So again, another road leading back to climate engineering, destroying our ability to survive on this planet. As far as what people can do and that feeling of helplessness and hopelessness, it's imperative to arm yourself with credible data and to learn how to introduce this issue to others in a way that's effective. And a picture's worth a thousand words. We offer geoengineeringwatch.org at less than our cost. Printed materials, it's a massive effort on our part. We simply want to get those materials into circulation. So that's one way. Again, when you have printed materials with photographs, satellite images, you don't need to know anything about meteorology or this issue per se. If you look at those pictures, you know something is radically wrong, and that tends to wake people up. And we have our weekly broadcast. We're now on 21 stations, I believe, around the country. We pay for it out of pocket, no commercials, no politics. We're doing everything we can. Everyone that we work with involved in this issue is here for the cause and the cause alone. That's former Air Force people. Our film, The Dimming, that's a single tool that people can use to introduce this issue. In that film, there's two U.S. Air Force generals. There's former Canadian Minister of Defense, former U.S. presidential cabinet members. There's former government scientists that are able to speak out now. They're no longer working for the government. So, again, to share credible data is much more effective, or images, than going out in the street and ranting and looking at the sky. That tends to put people's defenses up. And if you can wake people up around you and you don't feel so alone and so isolated, and you start to spread that spot fire of awareness, if you will. And if we're all doing this, at some point those spot fires merge into a blaze that can't be put out. We put this issue on the radar. We cause a shockwave around the world, and we alter the equation. Yes, we're late in the game. But if we can expose and halt this and allow the planet to respond on its own to the damage done, no one, not me, not any other organization or science group, can say with any certainty how profound the planet's life response would be if we leave it alone. And when you see the blade of grass, Dave, that crops through the single crack in the asphalt in the middle of the biggest city in the world, that's a sign of nature's resilience if given a chance. And we need we need to bring these issues to a halt. And they are here to thin the ranks, as I know you know.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, they were doing it with the jab, and the government managed to get 220 million plus people in the United States of America to fall for this garbage. And we have been, like I said, selling Nuke Protect, which I have a bottle of this in my hand right now. I'm holding it up to the screen. We've been selling a lot of, and I mean, you can't even get potassium iodide and iodate. Now you're talking about a situation if you're off grid. And we have EMP shield available to us, too, that you can plug in here. And I'm being told by some of the better EMP knowledgeable people that you need to get that are living off grid, actually, that you need to get that ground rod way down at the ground, like 15, 20, 30 feet down, because now a coronal mass ejection. What is the likelihood of us seeing that and taking out a big portion of the United States or the rest of the world with the CME? What's the likelihood of that occurring in our lifetime?
Well, given the state of the atmosphere, the likelihood is high and getting higher. And as far as our lifetimes go, if we look at this, if we remain on the current course, sort of a complete course correction, and that will take all of us, we're not going to be here much longer, and I'm not stating that as speculation or theory or hypothesis. That's a mathematical trajectory. We've lost 70% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years. The rate of die-off is increasing. We face 0 hour for no functional wildlife populations left by 2026. Insect populations. Geoengineeringwatch.org was the first to disclose global insect population collapse. We did that about 12 years ago. The science community tried to marginalize us. Now they've acknowledged it because they can't hide it. We've lost 80 to 90% of terrestrial insect populations, a virtual crash. Aquatic insect populations, similar statistic. We have the die-off of fisheries because of the ocean conditions I just talked about. We've lost 90% of the pelagic fish populations. That's the food fish. We're not going to be here much longer on the current trajectory. That is imperative for people to understand. So back to the CME, I would argue it's an inevitability at this point, and the need to protect against that with products like you just showed is certainly, it's not a matter of if, it's a question of when. So I would argue they're going to play very big cards very soon, because they can't hide the totality of what's unfolding. And the moment the population begins to wake up, before they panic, they will likely do something much more lethal. And they already have the atmospheric dispersions occurring. If they put something much more lethal in that mix, i.e. Marburg, some sort of hemorrhagic fever, Marburg, Ebola, something similar, we're all done overnight. They have that power. So it's imperative that we expose these operations before they are able to carry out that type of operation.
Well, see, now we're getting back into the idea that 5G could melt the lipid nanoparticles around the stuff that's been injected into these people, and then that would release what they suspect is Marburg virus. And that's where I think this whole thing has just gotten crazy, and science is killing us. In other words, they've designed everything over time. They've made vaccines potent to the point where they're killing people and causing so many adverse reactions that people are going to start dropping dead. And everybody's going to say, oh, it's SADS. It's sudden acute death syndrome. And they don't want to point a finger at the jab. They know it's a jab. People are in denial. They've got people in denial. They've got the population turned against each other, because if you've got everybody confused and nobody's waking up, they've succeeded. And that's the bigger part of why we're here and why we're having this conversation right now with Dane Wigington. The website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And, of course, people can donate to your cause, can they not?
We do have a donate contribution button on the site. We do. I ran this. I paid for everything out of pocket for the first 5 years. I sold off property resources to do that. I funded everything out of pocket. We got to the point, because we give out so many free resources to radio show people, environmental people, congressmen, that we needed help at some point. And so we did do that, but we don't do any advertising, and we are non-political. And again, we're on completely the same page, Dave. Everything you've described and the type of division being created between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, between those who understandably have great disdain for people like Al Gore and his hypocrisy. And thus they reach a point where then they decide, well, there can't be anything wrong with the planet because I don't like Al Gore. Therefore, I'm going to take the opposite position. And all of the parties stated ignoring climate engineering. So they create this division and everybody's infighting while the ship's going down. Again, we're back to the Thelma and Louise car soaring through the air. So what I would state about Al Gore and the climate and anything he stated, was he wrong on his data? Yes. In fact, it's exponentially worse than anything Al Gore has stated. And have you ever heard him acknowledge climate engineering or any environmental group acknowledge this elephant in the sky that is wreaking havoc with the planet's ability to respond to the damage done? No legitimate discussion about climate, again, from any perspective, without first and foremost acknowledging this issue, which is not just climate engineering. It's absolutely biological warfare at minimum with the toxic elements. And it is a mechanism which we should consider that those in power would certainly use and will likely use when they feel they're losing control to disperse biologicals that can put us all down overnight.
Wow. That's a big heavy for today's show. And Dane Wigington, we thank you so much for coming. We're going to have you back on, of course, here in the Power Hour. Thank you so much. God bless the work you're doing, and we will talk again soon.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.